Okay, those were really strong claps. Not for the weak-hearted, I guess.
Not for the faint of heart.
Faint of heart. There you go. Yeah, so getting ready for the trade show.
Yeah.
So today, this is the second thing that I'm recording. And then tomorrow, I've got a recording. And I have to get everything packed and edited. And then, yeah, I can focus on the trade show. That's pretty much what I have going on.
Nice.
How about you?
Man, it's been pretty busy here.
Yeah.
Kind of. So Friday, I sent you the picture of my ensemble for the mandatory St. Patrick's Day 5K that the students were in charge of setting up and putting on.
Right, of course.
So, you know, because that makes sense.
Yeah. Did you run that today or was it?
I ran that on Friday.
Friday? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, then yesterday I went down to Williamsburg.
Okay.
And,
more history stuff.
More history stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one's pretty cool. It's like a big museum and they got like role players and reenactors and stuff like that going on. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I've gone to some Renaissance fairs that are kind of like that. They have the ones that are just like, oh, it's the reason for everybody to get dressed up and act like we're back in the Renaissance. And then there's others where they actually like play out different scenarios. And so,
sure. You know,
they're kind of cool.
Yeah. And then today is St. Patrick's Day.
Of course.
And so I had to get out of the hotel here for a little bit and went on a 5-mile walk around the battlefield, part of the battlefield next to me.
There you go. Getting some exercise. Did you wear green?
Oh yeah. Yeah. My shirt says, "Let the shenanigans begin."
There you go. So. There you go. Yeah. I didn't do anything today. I kind of slept in a little bit, catch up on some sleep, which is kind of well deserved because a couple of my friends took me out last night. Nothing fancy, but it was my birthday, so they took me out to eat, and then we went bowling, and then we came back here and just kind of chilled out and had some conversations. Finally kicked them out of the house a little after midnight. Like, I'm about to turn to a pumpkin, folks. Y'all need to get the hell out.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah. I slept in a little bit today, woke up, did some stuff with the computers and then recorded and ate dinner. And now we're recording. Woohoo!
Yeah. This is episode 98.
Holy crap. We're getting so close to the big 100.
Yeah.
Spoiler, yeah. It probably won't be a all-out big shebang episode.
It's not going to be the 100th episode we envisioned.
Right, exactly.
Pop streamers and noisemakers and cowbells.
Whiz bangs and pop-a-doodles and, yeah.
Or intro music.
Or intro music, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's still a little bit of time. No guarantees, though.
And maybe that's the episode we actually spend just recording intro music.
Maybe. You know what's actually interesting? For the trade show, one of the gentlemen asked me for the music file that we used last year at the trade show for the intro. And so I'm digging through all my hard drives. I'm like, I don't delete anything. I'm a data hoarder. So I'm looking and I'm looking and I can't find this MP3 file. But I did find the MP3 files from our original intro, which was kind of cool.
Oh.
But yeah, I eventually found the track. But yeah, I stumbled across a lot of old school EFM data. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, just not the EFM data that we're looking for.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, and what kills me, too, is, you know, I'm searching for by file type MP3. And I've got duplicates and triplicates and quadruplicates of some files. just from doing backups of backups of backups. So at some point I'm going to have to spend a lot of time going through and saying, this is over here. We don't need these other copies.
Right. Yeah. We don't need quintuplicated.
Right. Exactly. So,
yeah.
Yeah. One of these days, maybe that'll be, maybe that, I don't know how that would work out. Maybe when you're back at the homestead, we could sit down and try to find, discover, create intros and stuff like that. But I think it'll be hard, given the current situation.
Yeah. So it's weird. Like last week we went in Monday, we got assigned groups, and then, we were told to conduct an infrastructure analysis briefing on a power projection platform.
Okay. Okay.
Well, this has been done 100 times.
Uh-huh.
Right. So it's out there. And so that's ended up what happening. But then Tuesday we had, the guys that work with this program come in, tell us about their program. And then Wednesday we had a guy come in from, SDDC and talk about his expectations for us. He's a CW5. He took all damn day.
Of course.
And then these things are due on Friday by 7 a.m. So he literally had Monday and Thursday to work on a week-long project.
Yeah, you know, that sounds so. About on par for the course.
Yeah, yeah, so... I'm not exactly excited with just putting stuff out there to waste time. Like this Friday, we're supposed to go down to North Carolina and do a node tour. And that'll take all damn day because that's a 3-hour drive to get there from here.
Right.
So less than excited.
Yeah. They did that to me this last week at work. I just got this random email. We're gonna be... I don't remember the exact word, but we're going to be hosting some guests. Okay. So everybody, each section needs to be prepared with 10 to 15 minutes of, you know, what your section does and so on and so forth. And I'm like, oh, cool. I mean, not that that's hard. I mean, I can come up with that. But I'm also short-staffed because my helper bees are all at school as well. So I've got people yelling, you know, well, not yelling at me, but they want this and they want that and they want this. And I'm like, guys, I and gals, I get it, but I'm kind of right now on my own, you know? So, I'm like, I wish I would have had a little bit more notice, but it's not hard to be able to fill up. I don't know about 10 minutes, maybe I can talk slow, which as you can tell by this right now, I don't tend to talk very slow.
No.
So, I'm just going to have to try to figure out, you know, like, okay, well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be 5 minutes long, pending any questions, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, exactly. I hate those. Be prepared to talk about something for this long.
Right. No, yeah.
No, it's like our final briefing that we're supposed to do is supposed to take an hour. That's not a brief. That's right, a lecture.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lecture.
Brief means short.
Well,
hence why people wear briefs under their pants.
This is why I always had an issue with. I hated it when we were at SLC, and it was like, okay, here's your topic, here's your class, and you've got to fill, you know, 30 minutes. Well,
right.
The material you gave me, if I regurgitated it word for word, is 3 minutes.
Exactly.
So, you know, what's your expectations? What is the end goal? If I know what the end goal is, I could probably figure out how to take that 3 minutes worth of content and stretch it into 30. But when there's no real expectation other than you have to eat up 30 minutes, what do you do? You look like an ass.
Yeah. You look It's dumb. I hate PowerPoint. I hate Microsoft Teams. I hate it all.
Yeah, see, I don't mind PowerPoint. I just hate the fact that it's an actual powerful tool that nobody knows how to use. Very correct. Few people knows how to use it. So that's why I don't like PowerPoint. But I do like Teams because I don't answer my phone. I'm a Teams guy.
So my problem with Teams is that shit says it's updated and you open it up and it never updated.
That sounds like a whole nother problem. I did have, cause there's a new version of Teams and you know that you're on the new version because it says new on the icon.
Okay.
So I did run into an issue where, one of the users, their shit wasn't updating. And I was like, I'm like looking at it and I'm like, oh, well, let's upgrade to the new Teams. And all you have to do is flick the little pill up in the menu bar and then wait about 15 minutes for it to download and install. Boom. You're on the new Teams. That took care of that problem. So, you know, whatever, but I like Teams because I can multitask with Teams. Like Teams is too easy for me to sit there and say, okay, hey, I received your request, your inquiry. I'm working on this. I'll be with you probably in about 20 minutes. And then boom, sure. I can come back to them. But what they do is they want to call because, you know, if I call and I get that person on the phone, now I'm getting my issue resolved right now because my issue is obviously the most important thing in the world. And I can't, you know, I'm working on something. I'm in the middle of something. I answer that phone. If I answer that phone now, I'm holding a phone up to my ear all awkwardly. Like I can barely type naturally on the keyboard and whatever I was working on before I got interrupted, I've completely forgot where I was, what I was doing and what have you. So,
yeah,
you know,
so Teams to me is like a group chat with a video call,
yeah.
Option.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
It's like, I know, you know, how, you know, my love for Discord.
Right. Yeah.
Discord apparently does have a PC based setup.
Yep.
So there you could do a voice chat or whatever.
Yeah. You can do voice and video calls. Just like Zoom. But without all the features.
Right. You know. So, yeah, so Teams seems like they were just monopolizing over COVID and like, oh, look, here we've got, what was that other program? Zoom. And then
Zoom. Zoom was a big one.
There was another one that they were using big time over COVID. It's like they just combined that program, which is no longer around, I don't think, and then put it with a Microsoft program. And now you can work and call all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, sort of. I mean, yeah, true. But they're using it wrong again.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, I work with, you know, I'm at the state level. I work directly with MSCs. So I have chat teams with the MSCs. So this MSC, this MSC, this MSC. Yeah. And then you don't text me or chat me privately. Put it into the team chat that I've created so that all these people in that team are tracking.
Yeah.
You know, I feel I use it. You know, like I have a group of people who are working on NGB22s and in the system, soldiers sometimes need to be untagged. And I don't really honestly know what that means, but they were sending me individual messages. I'm like, no, stop. So I create a team for this group of people. And I'm like, you need something untagged or you have a question about something else, put it here where everybody can see it. I know that I'm the one that needs to action it, but if you ask a question or have an issue, other people will see it too. You know,
yeah. So
if you utilize the program correctly, it's beneficial.
The other problem I have with Teams,
in front of a desk from the time you walk into work to the time you go home.
Right. The other problem I do have with Teams is the knowledge management piece, right? You can have a bazillion subfolders and files, and like people put stuff in there and it's there. They put it on Teams somewhere,
right?
In the wrong place, in the wrong subfolder, inside of the other subfolder that you'll never find.
Correct. Yep.
And so that piece really irritates me because it's like, look, this is supposed to make everything streamlined and better. And now it's just this upfront collection of bullshit.
And it's like, yeah, I look, deal with that issue all the time. And so with the way that I set our organization up is you have, like, for instance, things that come, anything that comes from operations goes into this folder.
Right.
That's the only place it goes. It doesn't go anywhere else.
Sure.
And if I find it in a place where it doesn't belong, I'm going to delete the file. You figure it the fuck out. Because I have given you a folder for your section. I have given a folder for your section. That is where
right.
We have told the field that if you're looking for, let's just say, an op order, you're going to go to the operations folder. It's going to be in there.
Where it should be.
You're not going right. to, with what I do in IPSE, it's one of the things that was hard for me is I want to keep IPSE in my folder, but it doesn't belong in my folder. It belongs in this folder because it's not about me. It's about everybody else.
Yeah. It's probably under whatever.
Yeah.
Personnel management.
Yeah. I mean, look at old SharePoint. Old SharePoint, every single department team section used to have a subsite. Well, that doesn't work that way anymore. So now if I need to know how to do something, and I don't care if it's awards or enlisted promotions or how to do a PAR in IPSE, I need to know how to do something. It's in a folder called training. It's the only one, that's the only place it goes.
So basically Teams is what happens when Zoom and SharePoint had a baby.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's basically what it is. And SharePoint was an absolute disaster. I hated that. I couldn't even figure out how to upload a file.
Yeah. It was pretty horrible. Well, and then people finally got used to it. And
knowledge management there was even worse.
Oh yeah.
You know, like there was folders within folders that were all named the same thing.
Oh yeah.
So you'd have like S4, you'd click on it. It would say S4 sustainment. You'd click on that one. It'd say S4, you know, and it's just like, what is going on here?
And that's users.
Yeah. 100%
don't know how to manage their crap.
Well, the Army's real great on rolling out these programs and not giving you any training about it.
Or guidance or minimal.
Or anything. Yeah. Power BI is a prime example.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. With that, yes, I agree. They need to do a better job at making sure that people have training opportunities, right? And I'm not talking about a 2-week trip to PEC.
Right.
I'm talking about, we have these online tools. I don't have to go, you know, like, I want to learn how to do this. How do I do it? And then try to, like, I've tried to do this for our state is in my section folder or in my teams. I have a place called Nerdville. And if you come to me and you're like, oh yeah, I geek out on technology and this and that, I want you in that channel so that we can all collaborate and be like, oh hey, I learned how to do this cool thing. Or I'm trying to figure this out. You have other like-minded people that are in that team.
Right.
You know, but yeah, it's like, here's a tool to use. And then they provide minimal opportunities or training. The training that they did, I saw that for Power BI was all focused around financial services. I don't work in financial services, so that doesn't make much sense to me. But at the same time, if I were to give you the opportunity to take it upon yourself to learn Power BI, are you going to do it?
I wouldn't even know where to start.
What I'm saying is some people just have a knack for that stuff. There's people out there that's what they like to do. They want to do it. There's other people who are, you know, I don't know how to do it. I don't want to know how to do it. I just want to know that I can open up a dashboard and see the information I want to see.
But there's so much data and so much information, you have no idea what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've seen Power BI one time, and there was so much. It was like Access and Excel had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's like a weird type of relationship. It's Access, Excel, PowerPoint, like all those got together and had a baby.
Yeah. All these sub programs of Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
Had some weird gangbang orgy thing.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Exactly. Yeah. I like Power BI. I want to learn it. I just don't have the time. Right now, I'm more focused on Power Automate is really where my focus is, because I have to figure out how to make SharePoint do things in the background to take away permissions, add permissions, email people. You know, I have to figure out how to do all that background shit to make sure or try to prevent spillage of information. Because the average user just goes and clicks a little button, share. Next thing you know, you've got 50, 60 people that have access to the information and you don't even know about
it. Right. It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. I actually had somebody who works up in my, not in my direct section, but works in another one close to me. And they're like, I need access to this list. And I'm like, no, you don't. Oh, yeah, yeah, I do. I absolutely have to have access to this because I need to make sure that there's no case out there for this person before I select them for promotion. I'm like, okay, so you establish communication with the person who manages that tracker and you send them an email or a text, say, hey, is there anything on this person? Yes or no. You don't need access to the la-di-da-di entire everything.
Right. And that's what people are doing, right? They get access to files or programs, and now all of a sudden they can have dirt on somebody.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
unnecessary.
That's, I mean, you know, like I've had those conversations. Like I have access to all that stuff. I don't go there unless I absolutely have to.
Exactly.
And even then, I try my damnedest not to read any of the raw data because I don't need to know.
Right. Just
because
exactly.
I have access. However, there are people out there that are like, oh, I have access. I can go see what's going on.
Yep.
That's not its intended purpose.
What is there's a Excel document we have in the state, and it's got everything. I don't know if it's not Blackboard. It's something dumb like that, though. But anyways, it's got everything.
Yeah, we used to have a page on our SharePoint years ago. It was the misconduct blog, and it would basically show everybody who got in trouble for every little thing. And they quickly realized that that was the one thing that every single person went and looked at constantly. Yeah. It was, there's so much traffic there. And they finally were like, we should probably take that down.
This shouldn't be public information.
No, it should not be. I get the idea. The idea is to sit there and say, hey, if you do something stupid, you're going to be on the list and everybody's going to know. But legally, that's probably not something everybody should be able to know.
Yeah. Well, and God, there used to be a thing like that a long time ago that they would email out like every Monday.
Oh, wow.
So every Monday you open up your email. Oh, Seagar, drunken public.
Right. Yeah.
Again, you know, like it was all there. It was ridiculous. And like, how would somebody be okay with doing that to the force? Like, these are your people. You should be looking out for them, not airing their dirty laundry.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, people make mistakes, right? And you know, okay, I made a mistake. I'm in trouble now. I'm going to work through it. I'm going to learn my lesson. I'm going to move on. But if everybody else knows about it, that just makes it so much harder to get over and move on from.
Well, and then, you know, with this new security clearance program, you're supposed to self-report anything over like a speeding ticket.
Right.
Well, why would you self-report if it's just going to get sent out on blast Monday morning?
Right. You know, that's, I mean, true.
You know, because
I mean, chances at that point, are in my lost. Mind, like reporting speeding tickets is stupid. Like,
well, yeah, maybe anything
if
bigger
you're,
than
if you're an 88 Mike. Okay. Yeah. That goes on my driving record. Probably should report that to my command.
All right.
But anything else, like, I mean, you know, you get no WI. Yeah, you should report that because it's going to show up on your security investigation.
And yep.
If they have history, it says, yep, we're tracking, he self-reported, here's what happened, blah, blah, blah. You're probably going to be a little bit better off than they found it during the investigation. Why does nobody know about this?
Right. So, yeah, and that's the thing is, but if it's getting sent out to everybody, you know,
right.
People are less likely to self-report because they've lost any trust they had in the leadership.
Right. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't like that stuff. I don't like, you know, it really irks me. And I'm struggling with this because we're migrating to our new SharePoint and, you know, I've locked a lot of crap down. And people will email me, hey, I need access to this. Okay, why? Give me a reason that makes sense why you need access to this. Oh, okay, you don't need access to everybody's record. You only need access to this echelon.
Right. Yeah, this company level or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need the whole ESC or battalion or whatever.
Right. Well, and so that's why, you know, it's a struggle for a lot to realize that, you know, hey, like the way we're doing it is every record that we keep out there, you're only going to see it if you're an owner or if you've been granted access to that record. Like,
yeah,
I am not going to manage the way our old SharePoint was. It was managed via every UIC. And I'm like, there's no way to track that. There's no way to manage it. No, we're not doing that. What happens when you have a force structure change?
Yeah.
Now I have to figure out, okay, what UICs are going away? What are the new UICs? Set up all the permissions, move the people over. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a learning curve, you know, and everybody's making a mistake. IPSA permissions, you know, that's actually, to be honest with you, when I retire, I want a disability rating on my experience working with IPSA. I should automatic, if you work with IPSA, automatic 25% disability rating.
Yeah, true story.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just putting up with that, the constant brownouts and updates and...
Yeah, it's updates now, and, you know, it's just crazy. And, you know, it's really, it used to take about 7 months ago, it used to take me about 60 seconds to manage somebody's permissions in IPSA. Now it's 15 minutes up to 45 minutes per person. I ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so I'm just kind of, you know, like, hey, I'm going to give you these permissions. Don't do anything you're not supposed to do because we've pushed out and says these are the things you can do. And if it's something that's not on there, don't do it or call up and say, hey, can I do this?
Right. Yeah. 100%.
Don't just click buttons because, well, the system let me.
It'll let you do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
You know?
So,
but
yeah, it sounds like this is going to be an episode complaining about technology in the military. Knowledge management is a beast. It is hard.
It really is. And it's a it's very much a two-way street, but it's very much looked at, you know, the end user. What are they putting into the folder and what are they requesting to take out?
Yeah. But and it's, you know, knowing how to do things, knowing the policies and the procedures and then, you know, communicating it, you know, and then of course people are like, okay, well, you know, people put stuff on a calendar and then on their personal calendar, and then they send it out to everybody. And I'm like, wow, do you think that is a meeting that probably should have gone on our personnel management calendar instead of your personal calendar?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, let's think of, you know, I get it, what you've done in the past. And this is, I tell people all the time, don't put meetings on your personal calendar and then invite people, especially reoccurring events, because you're only going to be here for like a year and a half, 2 years. And then the next person's going to come in and create it all over again. And you're not going to cancel the old one. Next thing I know, I have this meeting 7 times in one day.
The same meeting.
Same meeting. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Let's put these reoccurring events, these types of meetings on the pub, on the calendar, the G calendar. Then people can see it, but whatever.
That makes sense. I digress. That's people not knowing how to use the programs.
Yeah.
You know,
it's learning.
Like I didn't know you could put shit on a calendar from Outlook.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Outlook is an email function. It's not a meeting function. Not to me.
Yeah, no, well, Outlook does a lot. I mean, Outlook has to-dos. It has calendar. It has notes. It has contacts, groups. It's a pretty robust program. It has not been a great one for many years, but it's the industry standard.
Yeah, I think it's garbage.
Well, now that we know how you feel.
It's all junk.
Yeah. Well, I think this is the last one we're going to record for a couple of weeks. We wanted to get this one recorded a little bit earlier, just so that I didn't have to worry about it while I'm away at the trade show. So
yeah, I don't know how that would work if we're both in hotel rooms.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that when I'm at the trade show, I'm single lane focused. I got, you know, the amount of tasks that I have to do, it would be virtually impossible for me to take a 30-40 minute break to sit down and record an episode for Ice Forward March.
Yeah.
So it's just easier to get one knocked out so that I can get it all edited and ready to rock and roll so that I don't even have to worry about it. So normally I would say see you in a couple of weeks, but without time travel, it'll damn near be what?
A month. Ish.
No, we'll talk fine to each other before then, but
oh yeah. Yeah, we sure do. So.
All right, man. Well, let's get on out of here.
All right. Well, stop rooting, my friends.
You said well like something was going to come out. Stop rooting.
Something dangerous.
All right.
Stop rooting, my friends.